T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, welcome back for the 9 o'clock hour. Appreciate you being with us all over the board today with a lot of stuff. Gronk, second retirement. First of all, do you think he's retired for good, or you think he comes back towards the end of the season?
I mean, I think there's a chance. If Brady's still playing and that team is really good, or somehow an injury happens week 8, week 9, whatever, I don't know what the cutoff is, even if there is one. Yeah, I still think there's a chance.
I do, too.
I think
Tampa Bay is going to be good again.
But it's Tampa Bay or not. And, like, I don't think he's going to go to Detroit.
And I think he's going to go back. He knows their system, right. So he doesn't have to change that. That's important for Gronk, too.
Get the call from Tom.
Get the call if he needs him, right. And try to get another ring and pick up a little spending money there as well. So I agree with that. And we were just talking about listen, I don't know where he goes down. He got a big old personality, but he's going to go down as one of the great ones for sure. As far as blocking and pass receiving and the stats that he put up and the rings. I mean, he just kind of Jerry Rice-ing the whole position of tight end. Where
I think the only other
had
guy,
all the numbers and championships, right. And all that. But, hey, guess what?
Dolphins royalty. We're going to speak to him right now.
We got a guy
that can
run. Matter of fact, he got clocked even in his 60s at 4.73 the other day.
Wow. Well, we're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Like we said, Dolphins royalty, Mark Super Duper joining us right now. Doop, thanks for the time. We appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, thank you guys. Man, it's been a while since I talked to you guys on the radio.
Great having you, Dupe. Really, by the way, could you still run in the fours right now if you put on a pair of cleats? Or
You see, that's how rumors start. I heard that you say, you're the one that say that. I didn't say nothing about running no 4.7.
Right, he broke some news.
He's still mad in his 60s. I said, man, you slow down to a 4.7. He goes, man, you're hurting me right now. Like, come on, man.
Dupe, what was it?
Oh, man, I tell you. If you, anytime you're red, I can get red. I can run a 4.5. I can't. Hey, y'all quit laughing.
Dupe, I believe you.
Oh, man. Well, you run against Carl Lewis at 10-200 meter, man. Those days are gone, man. That's tough watching old highlights now.
Well, you know what? My mind still say I can do it, and I ain't stopping until I can't walk. That's the way it is.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Hey, Dupe. This is the first time a lot of people think Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle together are first time we've had a pair of wide receivers since you and Clay together. What are your thoughts on these two coming together with the speed and the numbers they put up in their career so far?
Well, you know, I look at it this way. These guys are definitely a force in the offense of the Dolphins. I was talking to Clayton. You know how Clayton is. Me and him was chatting. And I said, Clayton, boy, this is going to be a good year. He said, what you mean? And I said, boy, look, they got some great receivers, and they got a quarterback. And then Clayton told me, he said, well, you know, the receivers are really good. He said, but they ain't got no Dan Marino like we had back there. I said, Clayton, that's just a plus for us. See, quit saying that.
Right. You two, I thought you two would get tired of hearing that, man. Exactly.
Oh, no, man. No, that's one thing. We nag Dan, and we bust this child. But let me tell you something. If I had to play the game again, I would play it with Dan, because I'm telling you right now, Dan could get the ball to you where no other quarterback could get it, and you say, how did he do this? He made us great, but, you know, like Clayton and I say, we made him too. So, Joe Rose, you had something to do with that.
Not like you. Hey, listen, not like you two on the outside, man. You guys made it. You made it a good world for everybody else too. But, yeah, I was just curious about Tyreek Hill and Waddle coming together, two guys that can run, you know, your kind of speed. It's kind of fun.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited about this. And you know, Tua, and I was listening to some of the things. I haven't seen them, but it seems like he's maturing now. Seems like everybody, you know, that's one thing you got to get going. You got to have your superstars happy with you. And it seems like in practice, I mean, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to predict that, but it seems like Tua, the receiver, likes the way he throws the ball. The receiver likes the way he gets the ball to him. I mean, I don't see nothing negative. And that's a plus. See, that's a plus. When you got your receiver saying that your quarterback is good and your quarterback is about, you know, a great passer, you got to have that. Now, the only thing these guys are going to have to do, I don't know how their offense runs, but they're going to have to work together. Like Matt Moore, Mark Clayton, and me, we work together. You know Joe Rose. We even ran routes to get your slow butt open, too.
Yeah. You know, no we question, did everything. Man. No. You're right. It's got to work together, man. Sometimes somebody's going to get double. Sometimes the safety come over and double you and leave the middle of the field open. I'm with you 100%.
Exactly. They have to – I mean, they got all the weapons now, you know, and I like the coach. Clayton went down there. I was in I was doing the cruise, and Clayton went down there. And he was telling me, he said, Duke, man, I felt like at home. I said, you did? You know, when Clayton said he felt like at home, he said the coach is real cool.
Yeah.
The players is real cool. But the thing is, you got to have that magic. You got to work together. All of y'all. Got to work together. Tight ends, wide receivers, running back, and they got the offensive line. I like what they got, man. I like my Dolphins, and I've never turned my back on my Dolphins. And you know what? I truly believe that they're gonna be excited this year, and I'm looking for good things from them.
Hey, Duke, I want to ask you. Everybody's been talking about pressure on this guy and pressure on that guy. As one of the best receivers in the game, I never felt like you or Clayton ever lack confidence or worried about pressure. Did pressure ever get to you, especially when you guys got to be so good?
No, pressure. But Joe Rose, you got to admit now. I mean, you see, you can say Dupe and Clayton was great. Yes, we were great. And I admire that, and I appreciate people saying that. But Joe, we had tight ends. We had Joe Rose, Bruce Harlett, Barry Elmers. We had a lot of great running backs. We had a lot of great tight ends that come in and could run routes. And we had a teacher. We had you, Matt Moore. I wish I could say Duryea had. That's my boy, too. But, you know, you ask Duryea something, you say, oh, I don't know.
Hey, what he used to tell everybody? What did Duryea used to tell everybody? Got here when you're here, and I'll be here when you're gone.
Yeah, exactly. But we had I don't know how to explain it. Joe, you know that. You was there with us.
Special chemistry, I mean, man. Everybody on the same page.
Yeah. When they shut down the Mars Brothers, guess what happened? Matt Moore and Bruce Harder and Joe Rose would take over. Touchdown. Dan Johnson. All those guys, man. We had great receivers everywhere, man. That's why we were so productive. And don't forget, we had the offensive line. That
it was a good offensive
Dan
line.
Back then, a rocking chap.
That's right. That's a great point. That's a good one right there.
We have everything, man. And if this coach put this together, it's no way that they're going to lose.
Dupe, it's funny.
I'm hoping. And, you know, I'm 100% behind them all the way.
Dupe, it's funny you just said that before about team and everybody together, because we were just having a conversation before about how great the two number one receivers were with you and Clayton. Danny in the huddle also, but maybe one of the best, if not the best guy in that huddle at his position playing center in Dwight Stevenson, and how much he meant to that offense also.
Oh, yes, Dwight Stevenson, he meant, I mean, all those guys. They had the Roy Foster, Dwight Stevenson, Bob Kuchenberg, but that was a beast. I don't care what nobody says. Bob Kuchenberg was a beast. And you know what? He should be in the Hall of Fame, because I'm telling you right now, this guy was definitely a football player. He used to keep us straight. I remember Clayton came in there in the huddle one time, and old Kuchenberg was in there. Clayton was farting around. Hey, rookie, cut this out, man. This is a game we got to win. They backed up. They didn't say a word.
Clay said, "You know what? Not right now. Not right now."
Not right. But yeah, man, we had a team, man. But Joe Rose, you know what? I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward for those guys. I'm serious, man. I'm looking forward for those guys doing something great.
Boy,
I'm glad for them. You know, the receiver. And you know what? I'm so glad they got some receivers. And I always talking about they didn't have this. They didn't have, now they got deep throat. They got underneath. They got a good tight end. They got a man. This is going to be a great season for the Miami Dolphins.
Hey, Dupe, I got to ask you, man. You mind for old schoolers out there if I go memory lane with you? We were talking earlier this morning about the best catch I've ever seen you make and the biggest play when you came back from injury against the Jets in the Orange Bowl at the end of that game, that one-handed catch. Against Jackson, I believe he had you one-on-one. The catch stayed
Bobby
on
Jackson.
Your feet. Yeah, that best play you ever made?
You know what? It was the scariest play I ever made. Because I wasn't ready to come back. I mean, I was still having problems. But you know, like as our head coach, Coach Shula, I jogged down there off the field. Hey, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm coming to watch practice. Hey, put your clothes on. We got a game Sunday. But Coach, you know, like little old me, I can't put my clothes on. Went out there, ran a few routes. We're not gonna play you in the game, but we want you to line up and just. Line up. But, you know, who's going to line up and going to do nothing? He tricked me. That man tricked me. It was so funny, man. He said, he tricked me. So when I went out there, I caught the first ball, couple of Marino, you know, he's talking. He's tunnel vision now, boy. He got super back in there, so he's tunnel vision. Everything coming. I went back to the call line. I said, Coach, I thought you said a few plays. Well, you know, you seem like you're healthy out there. That's all right. I said, no problem. I went out there, and, boy, we battled all day, all day, all day. And at the end of the game, we had 35 seconds left. And, you know, I'm in the huddle. I'm in there. I said, oh, Lord, look at this. And I seen Dan. I looked back, and I seen Dan. And all of a sudden, they switched the position, and Bobby came up. Dan, I don't think Dan could. I think Dan couldn't even talk. I don't know what he said, but I know what I was going to do. I was going down the field. He came up on us, and you know we had the scouting report that he was hurt. So yeah, he can't run. So you know what? Just do a little dip and jab and run right by him. He tried to grab me. It was too late.
Yeah,
it was all over. You know, my perfect quarterback. You know, he throw perfect pass. You ask him that. Oh, we throw you perfect pass. That time he threw a perfect pass, almost didn't throw a perfect pass because it hit. As long as it hit the tip end of my finger, I'm a wide receiver, and all of us like you, Clayton, and all that. If it hits your hands, guess what?
Yeah.
If you don't catch it, what it is? A drop.
Yep.
So he put it right down the tip end of my finger. I couldn't reach because you know I wouldn't dive in Joe Rose. They didn't pay me to dive on no football.
No, that wasn't you. Hey, you're exactly right. By the way, Duke. Do you mind before you go on me, can you just tell the day Danny was complaining to the coach about you not diving for the football and what you had to say when you went back and found out that stuff was going on behind your back? You got to tell that story, man.
Well, you know what? This is what Dan, you see, Dan is he's a little weasel sometimes. He's a good man, but he's a little weasel sometimes. I'm sitting up here. I'm hurting. I'm playing hurt. But Duke ain't diving for the ball. Okay, he said, oh, so that's what you're going to do. You're going to sneak behind my back and tell the coach all kind of stuff. And I said, brother, let me explain something to you. They pay you $6 million a year. They don't pay me $6 million. They pay me $200,000 a year. You make $6 million to put that ball right in my chest, and that's why I want to see you do it. And you know what? You hear some plans, you say, okay, no problem. And that's what happened. And they put it all over the news and everything, Mark Duke and that. He wasn't arguing. I just had to get him straight. You know? Yeah, right? You get mad $6 million, you can't fight that thing. You don't need no linebacker. You don't need no offensive line.
One thing about it, like I told these guys earlier today, there were no secrets in the locker room, especially Danny Salary. And every time he didn't make a play, it's like, bro, for what they're paying you, you ought to be able to.
Yeah, it's your fault. Don't be coming here bopping at me talking about it. It's your fault. Yeah. No, but you know what? He took the wrong, though. I'm telling you now. Joe, you know that, man. If you had to do a quarterback, who would you go to battle with?
Damn. That guy every day of the week. 100%. And by the way, you know what I like, and I know what you're going to say too. Third and five, and people are going, well, let's just get the first down. And he's thinking, dude, stutter and go right over the top. Just look up. It'll be right there. He was always looking to beat you, man. He didn't want to leave it up to a field goal kicker or get close enough with a few. My man was looking to finish it with that arm.
I never forget that. He did it all the time. We was playing against the Rams, the Rams in California. And it was all we had to do is kick a field goal. And Dan checked off to the play and checked off to a takeoff in the corner of the end zone. Now, I'm covered like a blanket. And he threw that ball right behind the guy's head. And I reached over his head and I caught the ball. We could have kicked the field goal, but no, Dan didn't want that. He wanted a touchdown.
Nope,
that's the way he was.
Those two were all pro corners, and they were talking trash to him early in the game. And he was like, I'm going to show you my two guys. All right, you got one early on me, and you threw it in my face and talked trash to me. Yep. And you know, that guy holds a grudge forever. He didn't forget anything.
That's the worst thing to do. Ask Ronnie LaPet. That's the worst thing to do, boy. Throw something in his face. I don't care what's going on. He's going to go after you. You better be on your P's and Q's because he's going to go right after
you. If you intercept him, you better not show him up like going off the field or like walk over to him and start talking. I got you because you're going to pay for it later in the game. Dupe, great having you, man.
Awesome.
All right, I'm giving you that at 60, in your 60s now, I'm giving you a 4.96. I have seen you move a little bit at a couple of functions. I'm giving you just a tad under 5. Dupe, thank you, man.
4.47. I can do it.
Tell him, Dupe.
Thank you, Joe. I love you guys.
I love you too, brother. Thank you, man.
All right, man.
The great Mark Duper joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
He is something else, man. He is something else.
I don't think there's any better way during the weeks off before football starts than to hear these old stories, man.
Well, listen, the one was pretty famous was, hey, some of the guys got called in. I wasn't one of them, but some of the guys got called in and said, hey, man, those are pretty good throws, but he's got to reach out and dive for them.
That's unbelievable.
And that got back to him about not diving on deep passes down the sideline. And it got back to Duke. He goes, hey, man, so you went to the coach. What, you little tattletale? Or he called him a weasel. You're going to shoot saying, he says, dude, you're the highest paid guy in football, man. $6 million? That thing ought to be hitting me in stride. There shouldn't be any diving. And Danny went, you're right. That's how they took care of him, man.
It's unbelievable.
Then. All right, listen.
Imagine that nowadays.
How about those stories?
Though, the stories are great.
Yeah, they're the best.
But how about that story specifically in today's game? How much that would rip apart a team. Imagine that.
But how about guys only one football back then? And today, how's this going to work with one? It'll be just fine.
Right.
You just need a center and a quarterback to put out the fire every time and you're in that huddle. Right, you'll be just fine.
Two Hall of Famers. Yeah.
and better not get back to the guy on the sideline either. Right now, I want to tell you about Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing, man. Doing it so well for so long. Big Daddy Lenny, speaking of Don Shula, man. Big Daddy Lenny, a legend in the air conditioning business for so long. Family owned. 7 days a week. Hey, guys, I need you to work Saturday and Sunday. Got a lot of calls. Got to take care of a lot of people. Putting in a lot of new air conditioning units. That's how it works, man. And guess what? We lost Big Daddy a couple years ago, but we didn't lose that same work ethic that they still have. 7 days a week for air conditioning problems and plumbing. Still do a family-owned, and Eric and the gang still do a great job. Matter of fact, the plumbing company has just exploded. For all of your plumbing problems, anything you have, toilets, sinks, leaks, things inside and outside that you need a plumber, you can always get a great plumber because they got some of the best in the business 7 days a week for you. And then, hey, man, I want to let you know we are the Rheem Water Heater Kings. And to be the king and to be able to move and take care and get so many new water heaters in for you, and same-day installation, we got a box truck filled with all different size Rheem water heaters to take care. Think about that. That thing goes out. We don't have to order. We have them in stock ready to go. Same-day installation for you. Financing plans as well. I can go on and on about bragging about the air conditioning and plumbing part of Air Around the Clock. 855-PLUMBER. 855-PLUMBER. Any kind of plumbing problem, they got some darn good ones working. It's always been about great service when you talk about Air Around the Clock. Air
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Conditioning and plumbing. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everyone. Thank Dupe, who it just makes me laugh. Made me laugh when I was 25 to today.
He's unbelievable.
Just stuff that he continues to come out with, man. By the way, he's right about the chemistry of that group and key guys in that thing that we didn't talk about, and he did, was Nat Moore was a combination of a receiver coach, how to run routes, and Nat did something else that was pretty cool. So, Duriel Harris, we have to clear out. Some routes you clear out to get a guy underneath open. Guy runs a takeoff, get the safety out so guy can run a square in at 15 or 20 yards. So, it's open. Right. You just beat the corner, and you're open. You don't worry about any. Back then, they used to try to nail you. So running full speed to clear out for a guy was big.
Yep.
And it was really big for Nat Moore. And one day, and this is just part of the whole thing, like no matter what your job is, I don't care if you get a ball thrown to you or not, if your job's to clear out for me to get open, and I see you're jogging, so Duriel Harris, and I'm not picking on Duriel, but I think I speak on behalf of most of the guys that play with him, you're a little selfish. Mm. So Duriel, great player before the Marx brothers got there. He was really good. He used to jog through because he wasn't getting the ball. So one day, I got clobbered. Didn't think anything of it. I was like, all right, I just got hammered. Guy came up before the ball was there, and, you know, you got nailed. Mm. So we got in film study. Nat went after Duriel, damn near killed him, like jumped up out of his chair. He didn't wait for a coach. He didn't wait for somebody else. And Nat's a tough dude, pound for pound. He's a world champion. And I thought that day was really important because that day was like, it was for everybody. That guy that's been around the league at that point, Nat had been around, like how important it is. No matter who's getting the ball, this thing's going to work a lot better. And if your job's to clear out and you know it,
then you better
clear out. Know what, you know what the play is, and you know where it's probably going to be open, and you see the defense. And if you don't, and that guy sits on it, and you can get hurt, that doesn't need to take place. And so happened a few times where we had to pull Nat off Durrell Harris.
That's amazing.
He didn't right. punch him, but like
got upset.
They knew Nat wasn't right. messing around. But it's a good message for everybody, man, between Nat and Don Strock's another one doesn't get enough credit, man, for, you know, something Danny would do, and he was wrong as a young guy. One guy could tell him, hey, man, you're wrong. It's 100% on you. You didn't look him off. And so you got guys like that, so
right.
nothing
it's
really.
To have that, right?
And it's not a shot at any of the coaches. It's just the system was kind of structured by the veteran leadership of those guys.
Well, you had plenty of it on those teams when you were there. Plenty.
So kind of cool to hear those stories and those guys yapping in the huddle and the Kuchenbergs and Dwight's letting them have it. It's pretty funny.
I like Dupe running a 4.7 right now. How about that?
Oh, no, he dead serious. Like, he still
I know
thinks
he is.
I can stretch. Hey, listen, man, if I could run that fast, maybe I'd think that after all these years too. You know,
what was he a 4.28 guy? Like something like that? 4.27?
When he ran?
4.28? Yeah.
I don't know. He almost made the Olympics.
Right. I know. Yeah, that helps.
I didn't get into it, but he said, like, hey, who'd you run against, you know, when you're running and trying to make the Olympic team? And he said, Carl Lewis.
Wow.
One of the greatest
right.
of all time.
Right.
You know?
That's
before that guy from
with.
Jamaica
right.
came into business,
right.
man. So wow. it was pretty crazy stuff. But I hope everybody enjoyed it, man. 305-567-0560 with Dupe. Talking about if those guys work together and kind of what he meant by everybody do the right thing. And listen, you're gonna have some guys get salty if one guy's getting 10 passes, the other's getting 3. Human nature is going to be, you may not be crazy about it. But in the big picture, when during that time we were winning a lot of football games and a lot of playoff games and we lost some Super Bowls, but, you know, I think everybody understands how important it is, and that's kind of what guys like Nat Moore preach to this day, to the point I'm sure when those coaches see Nat Moore going to prime, oh, here he goes.
Right, right.
Oh, here he goes on this thing, working together. But pretty cool stuff to hear those guys
love
talking
the stories from Duke, man.
About all that stuff and all those stories. Anyway, we've been all over the board today, man, with a lot of different stuff. Do you ever think golf would become –
what it is,
like golf would have problems it's having?
No.
I know people are going, I don't even watch it. I got people like, I don't watch golf. I'll play, but I don't want to watch on friggin' TV those guys.
But what's
Tiger
happening,
playing?
Yeah, but what's happening now in golf is just, there's no way anyone could have seen this coming.
But guess what?
50,000 people stream the LIV
right.
tour, so you'd have to really search very far to find a single person that watched that.
But
thing.
Look at the money, no matter what tour you're on starting next year. And at some point, I got news for you. I think a lot of those guys are going to be able to go back and forth. And for certain events on certain golf courses, this thing's going to open up to everybody. It's going to open up.
I just think they're going to have to. I think it's going to have to.
I think it's going to have to go to court.
Right. Of course.
Court's going to chew it up.
Do you think this thing really lasts more than like 1 year?
There's so much
tour?
Money.
But there's no interest.
It doesn't matter.
And I know that they're using it as a, you know, thing to fix their image.
It's
or
like
whatever,
a car wash.
Cutting,
right.
You know how tourism
off,
puts their money together to run ads? That's what those billions and billions of dollars are about.
Did you see the fun?
But I just don't know, like, how long this thing can last when there's no interest.
Get better players, it will be.
What other better players are there that they're going to get? Like,
I don't know.
I mean, to me, there's only Tiger Woods at this point.
Well, he's the
maybe
attraction.
Rory, like Rory's not going.
Right.
Yeah, but Tiger's not playing
now,
on the PGA Tour, though.
No,
but Tiger will win.
If Tiger took the $900 million and went to the LIV thing, we'd be in a much different situation.
Oh,
even
no,
with
that would have been instant credibility.
Right.
And listen, Tiger's won a lot of those events. You know, you heard Jim McClain was talking about the one event a year. Yeah, I think Tiger used to get an appearance fee of $2 or $3 million, then he'd go win the tournament. I mean, he took all the money.
Right.
He got the biggest appearance fee. And he won the tournament,
right,
and he
right.
came back. But so did everybody on the PGA Tour. It was acceptable to go to one event. But now all of a sudden, you know, it's a different game. 305-567-0560 as we continue on here. And we haven't even had a chance to get into some of the other stuff. Great, Cody got an article today to add on to the pressure conversation everybody nationally is writing about down here. And it's a lot more than Tua Tagovailoa, which, by the way, I agree. Everybody acts like Tua's playing by himself out here, man.
Come on, right.
We gotten a little carried away, but I get it's always the quarterback that we talk about. But last time I checked, man, it's 11-on-11 every time you play a game. We'll go to break. We'll be back. Check in on the text machine right after this.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, welcome back here as we wrap up the 9 o'clock hour. Ready to turn things over to Zaslo, who's got Leonard Hamilton going to join him in 11 o'clock hour this morning. The former UM head basketball coach, now Florida State. I'll tell you what, man, he's had some really good teams.
Really good teams.
And he's had a lot of first-round picks in that NBA draft for
some good players came out of Florida State.
Done a nice job. So anyway,
UM basketball team is so much better anyway. Screw that.
All right,
I saw somebody backcourts for next year, and the Hurricanes number four backcourt in the nation.
They're loaded, by the way. Like Jim Larranaga's team is going to be loaded. They're going to be really good.
First comment, that guard better be good. Gave him
400 grand
all this stuff that we got stirred up with the NCAA, which, by the way, just because we got a guy that's spent a lot of money out there on the NIL, man, you better be checking some other guys that might be quiet about it, because there's a lot of schools way ahead of us in the NIL deal. And, oh, yeah, you know, we're learning more about it, but, yeah, you're learning more about it. But we're still waiting to find out the final rules as we go through year one.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, let me ask you a serious question about how we're going to handle this moving forward. I know I joke a lot, but there's a way that you handle college athletes, right? I mean, you don't treat them the way that you treat pro athletes. You just don't, because they're not.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not kidding. There's
how do we treat the Miami Hurricanes on a Monday morning?
I think.
And football.
No, I think it's much different than you would a professional athlete. I do. You don't bash an 18-year-old kid the way you would a 25-year-old who's making, you know,
we've had a lot of 19 and 20-year-olds.
Said.
Well, you just want to listen, or you want to listen? Like, Kane's gets treated and always has in this town like a professional team.
The team has. I get that, but you don't go after players the way that you would. But I'm saying, like, when you have a guy on this basketball team who's making 800 grand, does that change your approach to how you?
Oh, we just kind of said it. He better be good for the amount of money he's making.
Yeah.
Is that how it's going to be now, though? Like, in college sports, you'd be like, wow, that guy's making.
Well, the bigger question is.
Because you do that in the pros.
The bigger question is, are the TV announcers, when they have our games on ACC, or you get one of those games on a weekend, they're going to go, wow, this guy, what a transfer portal pickup for the Canes. This guy got a 2-year. Are they going to be talking about NIL deals?
That's
because,
a great question.
Like, he underperformed his contract.
Right. Right. It's true.
Like, are we going to talk about kids like that?
So Woody, yes, I think money's going to get brought into it, and NIL deals and stuff like that. But unless the ACC says, hey, we don't want you talking about the money. We don't want to act like college football is professional football. But it is. Like, I don't know how you're not going to do it with the amount of money your coaches are making, the amount of money you're spending to stay in business here and have a chance to have a top-notch program and pay your athletes. It's kind of hard not to. But I got to tell you, man, I've done it more than once where I've said, I feel terrible about this, but you're a 4-star guy, got recruited by everybody. You got to be able to catch the football. We had a couple of guys that had the dropsies here.
Right. Too long ago either, 2 years
and
ago.
And we treated them like professional athletes down here. The UM football program gets treated like a professional team down here. Got a lot of people interested. Listen, Canes football is a lot more important than a couple of our professional teams down here. Would you agree with that?
I do. But I still think, Joe.
It's just another high school game. Don't worry about it. By the way, high school coaches get fired for losing too many games down here.
I know, and you can scream if you want, but I don't think you would come on a Monday morning. Maybe you would, but I haven't heard you do this. I think you've always been fair with the college athletes, but I wouldn't, you know, expect you to come on a Monday morning and just smash the, you know, a quarterback on the Hurricanes to dust because he didn't play well.
Well, what if we come in here on a Monday when
they're amateur athletes?
Van Dyke throws four picks.
I think it changes, obviously, but.
Well, we have been tough on quarterbacks through the years down here. Number one, for the ones that aren't good, we got a good one right now.
Right.
And the second part is we just had two receivers that I remember going, how are we still playing those two guys? I forgot both their names.
Wiggins?
Was it Wiggins and it was another guy from down here.
Yeah,
I forgot his name.
You're right.
But, receiver Pope.
Pope, yes. Right.
So it was Pope.
Yeah, and we said it by name, that they got the drop
every week. I understand, but I just think the way that you handle, at least up until now, and you guys know this, the way you handle a college athlete was different than the way you would handle a pro athlete.
Has changed.
Because the pro athletes are the guys that are getting paid. They're doing it professionally.
College athletics has changed.
In theory, the college athletes were the guys that were students that were playing football.
Stop,
but that's in theory.
Athlete. Yeah,
that's what it was.
Right. That's been done for a while for me, okay.
Texter says if he does get smashed, over $1 million to wipe his tears with. There you go.
When you find out exactly how much a guy's making, that's going to come out.
There's some guys in college football. I don't know if it'll ever come out. We got guys in college football that will make more this year than some guys in the NFL.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with that.
A lot more.
That starting receiver for USC.
Right. What did you say when Joe wasn't there? What was the number amount? Was it $3.5 million?
Yeah, it was something insane. You said no.
Right, like, so there's no chance.
I don't know if it's $3.5 million, but
I don't know what it was.
But whatever it is,
you
even saw, if it was
you
2
read
million.
The Ohio State numbers, and I showed those to you yesterday. I showed you on Twitter, like Ohio State is like leading the way on this whole thing. They'll never get investigated because, you know, they're Ohio State. They've given out, what'd they say, over 1,000 deals already?
Yeah.
I think Nick did a pretty good job of telling us A&M spent a lot of money, too.
Yeah, he did. He did.
And a lot of it was promises when you get here of what you're going to make.
But Nick also came out and talked about his quarterback making $800,000. A million-dollar quarterback he's got there, too.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Hey, by the way, if we're going by this system, the Ohio State and Alabama quarterback should be the highest-paid guys. Highest-paid guy at UM should be their quarterback.
Right.
Most important position at the most important sport. Woody, what else we got coming in this morning?
305-567-0560.
Get used to it.
Joe, you should give us a good Dolphin story every Friday until the camp starts in August.
I like it.
The Duper interview was awesome.
You won.
Yeah, Joe Rose.
We got to
Do you have any stories?
That's my favorite.
Stories.
My Duper favorite part of that interview is when he just played. He just
so
hey,
Dwight,
Joe Rose.
Dwight's got great stories. I'd love to have him. I hear him right now. Oh, man, Joe, don't call me.
Right. Gonna block your number.
Don't do that. Some characters, man, back then, his characters. By the way, Dan Marino's $6 million back then would be between 40 and 50 today.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
Because he was the highest paid. He and Elway were the highest paid guys.
Not even a question. He'd have the Mahomes contract right now.
Not bad. Anyway, Woody, what do we got? We got a few minutes here.
Great endorsement from Duke for Cooch being in the Hall of Fame. Someone wants to know how much Marino would make today. I guess whatever Josh Allen got.
That's what we said, 40 to 50.
Whatever Josh got. Danny never had a good running back.
That's not true.
Who are Marino's running backs? You'd have to flash back here for us.
So the guy that we had who averaged 5 yards a carry was really good was Tony Nathan. Tony Nathan, third-round pick, I believe, out of Alabama. He was out of Alabama. I think he was third round. Tony Nathan was really good. Really, really good. One of the best pass receiving, but he also quietly, you can go back and look it up. Once Danny took over, he averaged like 5 yards a carry.
Texter says Joe Rose was the Gronk before Gronk back in the day.
Wow.
No.
I noticed you never spiked the football when you scored. You were the ultimate professional.
That's when you threw the Marino ball to the dude in the end zone.
I did.
You didn't spike the ball?
Well, you know how good you better be with Shula to spike the ball? I know I wasn't good enough. You know how he took that? By the way, why don't you go back and look at how many guys spiked the ball?
Wow, it's interesting now that you said that.
Yeah. Clayton spiked it because he didn't care.
Clayton Duper, I would expect it.
I don't think Dupe spiked it.
This actually seems like a fair point here by this texter. He says Greer has zero pressure. If he survived all of this, he will never get fired. He's got a stash of pictures of Ross in compromising positions.
Well, if the picture's there, then
now,
I, you know.
But that is fair. Like, if Greer survived this long, like, he's probably okay.
I think he needs some guys to work out here. We haven't done anything. Still haven't gone to the playoffs. Last time I checked, the GM's job is to put together a team.
Build a team.
And a coaching staff that can get you to the playoffs. So, yeah, Chris's not on. I mean, he's fine right now. We're going in a new year. We got a good team. But that just adds more pressure to his job, too. If it doesn't work out, we're going to go blame another coaching staff and this and that. Like, yeah, like the GM's on the hot seat. There's a reason GMs get fired every year. It's not just head coaches.
He drafted the quarterback. Quarterback doesn't work out. It's on the GM at this point.
Joe, I think our defensive coordinator has the pressure to keep the defense at a high level without Flores.
100%.
Good one, too. Right.
That's a good one. That was one of my top four, too. I agree. I do agree.
He brought everybody back. Second year, third year, fourth year of the system for a lot of these guys.
They did it for him and put it together and wanted to keep the system together that was so successful. And so we'll see. But, yeah, the Josh Boyer's got pressure too. GM, head coach, quarterback, DC, number one picks, and highest paid players.
Somebody wants to know if Greer is going to get another chance to pick a QB.
No.
Well, that's a little early because they're – by the way, I know a lot of you still don't believe it. They're all in on Tua Tagovailoa. All in.
No, everyone knows. I think everyone gets that.
No, I think some people – they were forced. Certain people were forced to do it from the very top and not. And then that is a great question. If they make a decision, Tua's not the guy, do you trust the guy that –
Don't even finish.
You'd expect the coach to go in there for an interview and be like, you know, and the Dolphins are like, hey, you know, Tua's our quarterback. And the guy's like, no, I can't win with him.
No.
Like, you don't expect him to say that. He wanted the job.
Right. But I think he really believed he is good enough to win football games with what they've done with the team. But there's no question in that interview process that Tua's our quarterback coming back.
Okay, but I'm sure this coach is smart enough to know they're going to give him more than 1 year. And they'll bring someone else in if this guy doesn't cut it.
I know you haven't been out there, Woody, and I'm not taking
shots. What does that have to do with anything?
Because I want you to hear this.
Because you stand up and 30 feet away in bleachers?
Okay. Well, you do whatever you want, Woody. You run home to the kids. But if you haven't noticed, this coach is all in on Tua. There's nothing fake about it. It's real. He's all in on this guy. I got people. I know, and you're not the only one. Oh, well, what's he supposed to do? Take a job that's got no shot to win? Well, I guess they do. You guys do take those jobs.
You turn into such a Tua defender. You're calling people names and stuff.
Because you just say stuff, and again, I never get on you that you go here and you go home. I don't do that. Anyway, what else you have this morning?
I love it. You guys always dump on Greer like he does a bad job. Another one of the players he drafted just got the richest contract in NFL history.
Who's that?
Xavien Howard? Is that who we're talking about there? Yeah, he's listen. Greer's had some hits. But
you can't miss on everything.
You can't give me a draft with the most amount of first round picks that this franchise has ever seen and potentially go 0-3.
He's hit on some guys.
He has. I said that. He's going to have some hits.
This has to do with one draft.
Right, 2020.
The 2020 draft.
That's it.
Quarterback, a left tackle, and a cornerback. All three equally important positions. How are they going to work out in year three? To me, that's kind of where it stands.
If they have to move on from Tua, Greer's done.
Anyway, hey, listen,
why don't you go walk circles around the Dolphins parking lot and get some more vibes on how you feel over there since you're always out there. Someone says you're a Dolphins apologist.
There it is.
You're an apologist. That you are.
You know, I haven't been called that a lot, so it kind of feels nice because the team doesn't feel that way. So that's actually a compliment today.
In like the middle of
I really appreciate that.
The black hole.
Woody, what are you? I'm just curious. What are you?
About Minka Fitzpatrick, guy says. Minka.
So he drafted Minka.
Minka did just get paid, right?
He did, but by the way, what good is it? They got paid on another team.
Right.
Not ours. Like he didn't even exist. And then the guy you trade for. There's a guy we don't know if he can play. We're going to find out because he's going to start a right tackle. Hey, 10 o'clock hour's coming up. Zaslow's coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.